Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for an end of the year, 5-Minute Friday. What should we talk about? It's the end of a busy, difficult year. 2024, you have been a difficult year. And I say that with lots of love, but boy, this year has been filled with so many highs and so many lows. And I know you guys feel the same way. And I'm going into 2025 with the feeling of hopefulness. Usually I love even numbers, but I feel like the odd numbers are going to do it for us. 2025 is our year. It's coming. We just want so much peace and stability and calmness. And like, I just want to have that feeling of, you know, everything being right with the world. And that's so hard to come by. And I want to have so much more gratitude for the things that are around me. Try to remember me from 20 years ago who was dreaming of this life that I built for myself and put myself in, and try to enjoy it. Try to like step back, take a breath, and enjoy the current life that you're in. You know, there's a saying, it says, happiness is wanting what you have. That is so important. I have that on a little tile that's right by my kitchen sink. So I see it all the time whenever I'm getting a glass of water, that happiness is wanting what you have, and reminding yourself about that. And like really just thinking about how life could be different if you didn't have everything that made you you, your education, your character, your integrity, the things that make you a person of quality and honor. These are the things that are so valuable in life. This year, I have so many goals for myself, and I'm always like obsessed with New Year's resolutions, and I never keep them, but I always make the list because I feel like that's part of the process of striving to be a better human, and I'm always striving for that. I'm trying to find those habits that are just going to stick, that have stick-to-itiveness, where I just can habit stack and make it built into my normal life so that I just do it all the time. And this year, I've done a couple things really well, which have been easy for me. And now they're just built into my brainwaves. And for example, silly things like I do 20 squats every time I brush my teeth, and I look like a fool in the bathroom, but it's okay. My husband enjoys the view. And it's 20 squats in the morning, 20 squats at night, and that's 40 right there. And now I'm pushing 50. And I tell you what, I'm doing that with no trouble at all. And I think my knees are better. I definitely am trying to build future me, thinking about bending, squatting, lifting. Even when I'm in the room with patients, I'm dropping a piece of gauze on the floor or some kind of trash. So I've got to squat during the day. So there's another 20 right there, drop and squat. And then pretty soon by the end of the year, I'll be up to 100 squats a day. So I am excited about little habits that add up. I'm doing morning green juice every single day. I use my Beauty Greens, which is incredible. It's got the 20 most high ORAC oxygen reduction, oxidative potential minerals, vitamins, and elements in there. They are so easy to ingest. Like I can't sit and chew up a whole salad. It just takes so long, even though I love salad. I've got to be in a state of mind to sit and eat a whole bowl of salad. But I can drink my green juice in a fraction of a minute, and it feels so good that I got that in me. Then I'm doing my collagen peptides every single day without fail. So that's been an easy habit to stack because I love my coffee, and I put a scoop of peptides in there. Sometimes I'll have two scoops, and that's an extra, you know, 12 grams of protein per scoop and 12.5 grams of collagen peptides. So that is a great way to improve hair, skin, and nails, bones, joints, all the things that constantly break down from collagen destruction. I'm also getting really great about minimalizing skincare. I'm a skincare fanatic, but let me tell you, my skin is doing its best because I found about the 5 or 6 products that I love that I just stick to all the time. I'm not an experimenter. I'm not trying all the free stuff that I get sent. I am just sticking with my Deep Blue Hydration, my vitamin C. Love my glycolic wash. Can't live without it. Love the brightening pads at night, and love the neck cream. And then the under eye cream. That one is terrific too. And lastly, I would say my stem cell growth factor, which I slather on liberally everywhere. Eyelids, neck, everywhere. So that's the regimen. And thankfully, they're all travel friendly because I travel so much. This year, I've kept a travel bag fully packed and ready to go at all times. And that's also been a game changer because I've gotten there like the full makeup bag. I don't have to touch any other products, full toiletries, everything. I've got two different kinds of shoes. They go everywhere I go. They match every outfit. They're great. Low and high and low, flats and heels. And then, you know, nice shawl, nice sweater, like evening gown, evening wear. One evening thing just stays packed all the time with a nice cute purse. And then all I got to do is throw in a little bit of extra for whatever lectures or events or parties I'm going to. I'll keep my athletic wear in there too, ready to go. So that's been lovely. One side of the suitcase is fully packed and zipped, ready to go at any given moment. It reduces stress so much because then all I got to do is pull two or three outfits and I'm packed. And I'm never again checking a bag. Never again, because one year I went to Monaco and my suitcase did not arrive and I had lectures the very next day. And you try getting anything done on a Sunday in Monaco. You can't find a single shop open. So from now on, it's just traveling with carry-ons only. I do have some really great travel gadgets too, which I keep packed in my other bag that holds three pairs of shoes. I got to show you guys my Amazon affiliate link. The best chargers, the best, like, you know, just things you need to get on a plane and sanitizing sprays. I'm a huge fan of hydration. So every trip I carry some hydrating packets that I put in water and drink a ton of water, avoiding lots of salt. Those have been some good habits this year. I would say I need to do better on a few fronts, and I'm going to work this coming year on more muscle work because that's really important. I got skinny. We all got skinny with Wegovy, Tirzepatide, Mounjaro, Ozempic, all the things. I definitely got skinny, and then I ignored my protein content and protein intake. That caused some hair fall and hair shedding, but now I'm back. I've done the PRP. I have a new technique for hair growth. So super excited. We're studying that this year and soon to be published and written up and all over the world. I'm going to launch that soon. Very exciting. But losing protein and muscle mass was not a great part of doing the weight loss shots. So this is the year of focus. And I've also been doing this all along the last 6 months. High doses of protein up to 100 milligrams. Let's say that again. High doses of protein up to 100 grams of protein. You almost want to eat a gram of protein for every pound that you weigh. So, you know, I should probably do like about 120. But I think I can handle 100 grams of protein a day. And remember to have branched chain amino acids. Animal protein is better than vegan protein. Some of the things that I've just learned that it doesn't matter when you eat your protein. It doesn't matter if you have it all at once. Your body will absorb it. Your body will handle it. It could be pre-workout. It could be post-workout. But the quantity and the grams really matters, especially as we age and we don't process proteins as well. High dose protein is super important for maintenance of health and wellness. All right, what are my other tips? Let's see, we went over about five of them so far. Podcasts, one of the most amazing things that I have done for myself this year is to super educate myself on podcasts. And I have different podcasts for different moods. Sometimes I'm in a joking, irreverent, just goof off, brain dead mood, and I need to hear something funny and upbeat. I love Shalene Johnson for that. She's so fun. Sometimes I really need to dive deep into science, and I'm listening to some podcasts on translational aging. I love a good longevity podcast. Peter Attia is great. I'm a huge fan of these podcasts that do a long, slow dive deep into scientific issues because I think I absorb things really well with auditory learning. I also love a good marketing podcast like Gary Vee, Business Made Simple. These are some of the podcasts that I've learned so much on just by listening. And I listen to a podcast in the shower, listen when I walk the dog, listen when I'm doing the laundry. So much dead time. Like, I also love music, of course, but honestly, I'm just always in a learning mood. I love the Planet Money podcast, so good for learning. I'm listening to a Bitcoin podcast. So this is kind of like a great tip for learning and jumpstarting the process. I don't always have time for my eyes to be on a screen reading, and that's why I love the idea of auditory learning. I'm also a huge fan of not cooking. That's been an excellent resolution this year. I just let myself enjoy DoorDash, and I have committed to finding like really healthy delivery places. And I don't mind anymore because groceries are so freaking expensive that if I had to buy all the ingredients to craft a really delicious home-cooked meal, it'd probably be like $70, $80, $90 at the grocery store for one meal by the time you buy the lettuce and all the little, you know, side order dishes and the seasonings and all the meat. Meat itself is so expensive. My goodness, it's so much money to go grocery shopping. I'd much rather have it delivered. And I've realized that I'm okay with paying a little extra delivery fee just so I don't have to drive and get frustrated at the end of the day and go wait in line and pick things up. And that's just, you know, sometimes I skimp on certain things in order to splurge on other things. And having fresh food delivered and healthy food and finding things that are like really great Mediterranean food has been good for me. And then I'll eat it for two nights in a row. It's perfect. Perfect. And then breakfast and lunch, mostly I'll skip. That's another good resolution, intermittent fasting this year. I've given that up to a small extent. And I think everyone should reevaluate the way that they're doing it. I think it's important. And the more research I did on intermittent fasting, the more I realized that it's more about the time window of eating than it is actually starving yourself the whole day. And it was making me a little edgy and cranky in the mornings to just come to work only on black coffee. And so I really like the idea of my coffee with collagen peptide powder. It's got protein. It's got some substance. Takes away the hangry. And then I like the idea of definitely watching when you stop eating at night. So I'll eat late, like 7:30 or 8:30. And then I want a 4 or 5 hour window where I'm digesting. The stomach has to take about 4.5 to 5 hours to process some contents and get it completely empty. And then you can go into bowel rest mode. So plan on eating around 7, going to bed at midnight. That's 5 hours. And then your bowel can rest all night long. So midnight till, you know, getting up at 6 or 7 a.m., there's 7 hours not eating anything except your coffee till, yeah, maybe like around 9 or 10. That gives you that nice window of time where you've had 8 or 9 hours of, you know, downtime for the bowels to rest and replenish and rejuvenate. Because otherwise, if you're doing the American way of eating food every 3 hours around the clock, your body will never have that downtime. So intermittent fasting, I've adjusted to more of a time-restricted window, but making sure I have 5 hours after meals, and then making sure I give myself about 8 hours of bowel rest, sometimes 10. Sometimes I don't eat till like I'll have the coffee, but then I won't actually have a big physical meal till 1 or 2. And my body likes that. I actually move better, think cleaner, process information faster. I just feel like lively. I don't feel lethargic living on those kind of ketones and the energy from that. So I think that has also been a really good habit this year, which I plan to continue. What things would I like to add? Top three things. I would love to read more books. I'm planning to just create more things. Like I want to do creative things with my hands, like drawing, painting, writing, knitting. Like I like the idea of engaging my hands so my brain can turn off. And there's something so therapeutic about knitting or painting or, you know, clay work, pottery. I'm a huge fan of trying to get off my screens this year. The more I read about how short human lifespan is, the more I feel that when I'm caught in a brainless scrolling activity, I'm not really able to be present. Really, we're not able to be present. And yet, it's so fun and so valuable to scroll. I've learned so much off the gram. I've met so many great people. I've grown so much from the gram. But I really know that it's the time when I turn off my brain and I'm allowing other people to bombard me with knowledge and info and things that are distractions, honestly, to the point where you forget, what do you actually think about things? What do you actually want to do today? It's very hard to figure that out because we're bombarded with all this electronic stimulation. So it comes down to my last and most important thought for the end of the year is I want to do less email. I hope you all do. We all hate email, don't we? Don't we freaking hate email? It is the enemy, and it has robbed so much of us of creativity, and we end up fixated staring at the screen, going for zero inbox. And so I really am training myself and my staff to have a philosophy of we'll touch the email twice a day, in the morning and then in the afternoon. And then we will deal with it for the first 2 hours of the day, answer all the replies and be super efficient. And then we're just coming down with like really good systems and flows for managing workflow. And then just, you know, touch your email once later in the day. And then you're done for the day. And in between, you got to be off the screen. You got to be doing things. You got to be using your hands to write and using your brain and creating. And so that's one of my big goals for this year. And my last big goal is I'm going to like really empower my patients for longevity success. This is my passion. This is a year where we're going to dive deep into peptides, cellular medicine, how to turn on bioregenerative therapies for the body to remain eternally youthful. Longevity is here to stay. The quest for longevity is a beautiful thing. The quest for beauty remains a beautiful thing. It is not superficial. The desire for humans to pursue beauty is like the pursuit of excellence. It gives innate joy to see something beautiful, whether in nature or a museum or in a face. And it's recognized culturally around the world that what is beautiful has honor and significance. And the same is true for you. You guys are beautiful people. Every single one of you who's reached out to me this year and given me encouragement and provided me with so much inspiration. You're the reason I do this podcast. You're the reason I give away free content on Instagram and how I teach and write. I'm trying to be the best person I can be. And I want to encourage all of you guys to give you hope and inspiration that you can do it. If I can be a woman and get through med school, get through residency, raise 4 kids, start my own practice, do all the things that we got, we're all doing it. You girls, you guys out there, you're doing it. And I'm so proud of you. It's very hard, this industry and this job that we do and being responsible for people's happiness and beauty. It's such an honorable and wonderful thing to do. And you guys motivate me every day of the week. So with that, I want to wish you blessings for health and happiness and seeking what gives you joy. And I hope that 2025 does that for all of us. Thank you, guys. That's it for now. Please reach out, send me a DM, share your thoughts. Say hi to me if you meet me in person. I need that hug. It makes my day. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and happy 2025.